Blackstone Audio presents A Highlander's Christmas Kiss by Paula Quinn. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. For Kim, fly free with laughter beneath your wings. Glenlyon, Scotland, Winter, 1711. Chapter 1.
Need a room for the night, sir? A bed?
Nay.
A warm bath, then, mayhap, to shed ye of the dust of your travelling.
Callan Grant looked down from his horse and cast a scathing glance at the lad about to reach for his reins.
I said nay.
The boy swallowed and jumped out of the way of the three riders following him. Callan didn't look back at the child, and he didn't seek forgiveness for not caring. It didn't matter what the circumstances were, he kept people out, for his own good, not theirs.
You should take the bath,
Patrick MacGregor said, catching up.
It might do you some good to have the cockles of your heart warmed.
Callan didn't acknowledge his cousin's good-natured suggestion, but kept his eyes on the icy road before them. He liked his cockles the way they were, cold, empty, safe.
I think the boy shite his breeches,
Eric McCormick laughed from his saddle behind them, then kicked another lad out of his way.
What?
He chuckled again when Patrick glowered at him.
The waifs will likely rob us the moment we remove our purses. They'd be disappointed by yours, Eric,
said Eric's brother, Dougal, riding at his left. Patrick moved his horse closer to Callan's.
These are the men you chose over your kin?
He shook his head at him.
Men who kick children out of their way?
Callan glanced over his shoulder at the brothers, who had arrived at Lyons.